Cubit, episode two. So the man came across a verse in Revelation. Count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. Six, six, six. And he remembered that the word cubit, for some reason, he tied it together. The forearm of the man. Is 18 inches. The forearm on the man is 18 inches. 18 inches is 6 plus 6 plus 6, right? One cubit on the forearm of a human is 18 inches. 6 plus 6 plus 6. 6, 12, 18. And so tying those two things together... made him realize that he needs to read more of the Bible, because there's some secrets in the Bible that evidently that nobody told him about. The Bible's deeper than what he even knew. Nobody told him that. The preachers didn't tell him that it was had mysteries in it that are really deep. Really deep mysteries encoded in the Bible. So he started reading the whole Bible, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Ephesians, Galatians, Colossians, Book of John. He saw all the blood sacrifices in the Old Testament, the animal sacrifices. And then he looked around and he saw all the death and the killings and all the news. The newspapers, such and such got shot, somebody got hurt, somebody got hit, somebody got this, that, and the other, you know. People dying, people going to the grave, 6 foot under. There's the number six again. 666, first the number of man. It's a lot of bad stuff. Why is there night? Well, you got night and day. Then he started asking questions. Why is there nighttime? Why are there dark days? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why is all this happening? Why is all this going on? It's all death and misery, and started seeing all the sin. And outside. And then he started to see himself. He started to see how that battle that he has within, that battle from dark to light, light to dark, the pull to dark, the pull to light, is he started to say, wait a minute, I've got the bad in me just like I see the bad outside. I see all the death and the killing, but I also see my stuff, my junk, my evil. I look at the night and I see dark, and then I look at my own heart and I see dark, but also see a struggle to be light. Cubit, episode two. The struggle within. The struggle within. So the more he reads Revelation, the more he reads Deuteronomy, the more he says, wait a minute. I have evil in my heart. I see evil on the outside, everywhere, on the newspaper, everywhere, but I also have evil in me. And he realizes the only way he can see evil outside is because he's got evil inside. He has to admit that he's a sinner, and his sin stinks to the high heaven. And he's struggling. How do I escape? How do I escape this old, wretched, wicked, sinful negativity that's in the heart, that's in the mind, that's in the actions, that's in the the will, the emotions, the intellect, the soul, the body, the spirit. He feels like it's the spirit, but he's animated by the cube system, but he doesn't know it. He wants to escape the cube, but he doesn't know he's in the cube yet. He sees his own sin. He sees the repeat, but he doesn't know it's called a cube. So he's starting to see not only the struggle outside in the world, the night and the day, the good and the evil, the gossip, the backbiting, throwing under the bus, unforgiveness, bitterness, hateful, evil, stress, lies all around, enemies within, enemies without. He's starting to see it all, and how wicked this place really is, and how wicked the heart of man is. He starts to wake up to the fact that he probably don't have many friends. All the people he thought were his friends actually ended up throwing him under the bus. But he remembers he's probably throwing people under the bus. He's throwing people under the bus. So he's just as bad as what he looks out and sees in front of him. And he has to figure out what to do about it. It's a struggle. How can it be? How can the outside be so evil? And how can the inside be so evil? And how could I have missed it? He asked himself, how could he have missed it his whole life? How could he have missed it? Yeah, there's good in the world. Yeah, there's good. There's a good side to people, but there's also an evil side. But people don't talk about the evil side. And the evil's all in the newspaper and the news, but people don't talk about how evil the evil news is, even. Because the evil news bombards you every day and stresses you out. Just meditate on it. Makes it worse. So he starts to go through that struggle while he's in the cube, and the cube is in him, and his forearm's telling him that the cube is based on the human. The cube that he's in is based on his heart, is based on his forearm, is based on measuring man against himself. The world, the flesh, and the pride of life is in him. It's in his heart. And it's reflecting on the outside. But he doesn't see that yet. The struggle, he's going through the struggle to wake up. He's trying to wake up from this dream-like state that he's starting to see that everything around him has that struggle of good and evil. And he's trying to figure out how to overcome it. How to overcome this. How to rise above it, because it's a wave of good and evil, night and day, up and down. The wave is just overpowering. He's sinking. He realizes he's sinking. That's why he started looking around. He opened up the book of Revelation. Most people are scared to read the book of Revelation because of the 666. They see 666 on the license plate, and it scares them. They slow down and let that car go ahead of them. They see 666 everywhere because they heard stories one time that a car was at a repair shop, had 666 on the tag, and the car rolled off and killed somebody. So every time they see 666, they get scared. And they say, oh, that's the devil. But he doesn't realize yet that the 666 is encoded in his old Adam, his old nature. And it's a wake-up call. The struggle that he's going through is actually a wake-up call, but he's not aware of it yet. He can't see it yet, because if he saw it, if he saw it all at once, he might jump off a bridge, because it's too much. To see the evil in the world is based on his heart. he would jump off the world, jump off a cliff, because he would, the guilt, the shame, the con, it would be too much for him to handle at first.